You are listening to the La Habra City School District Podcast. Sit back, listen, and learn what is going on around the district. Now here's your host, the district's academic coach in educational technology, Jody Green.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the La Habra City School District Podcast. Today we're talking with students from the music program at Imperial Middle School. These particular students were part of our first student technology showcase this year, where they presented various projects where music meets technology. We're also talking with their teacher, Betsy Olson, La Habra City School District's Teacher of the Year, here with us today to add some insight into the music program. Mrs. Olson teaches a variety of classes at Imperial and other schools, and Mrs. Olson is here today to tell us a little bit about the music program at Imperial.
Well, I'm really happy that you're here talking to us today. I've been in the district for about 17 years, and I teach a sixth grade program. We teach intro to choir, so we teach a variety of different musical activities, and then we rehearse and do a program, which we just did a week ago. But one of the things that we've done in that class is the sixth grades have one-on-one iPads, so we wanted to play around with that. So we did an iPad garage band project called Who Am I? And another class that I teach is the piano lab. And I have 30 pianos in here and kids get to work on. And so one of the projects that we do in here is a composing project with the sound effects that they have on their keyboards. And so we call that the sound effects composition. The kids write a narrative, a story, and then they have to compose the sound effects that match up with that story. And then the other class that I teach, the last class, is the concert choir class. And we decided this year with our Common Core and our four C's, creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, and communication, that we would do a project-based learning in our choir class. And so what we did was we let each of the students choose their groups, choose a song, a selection, rehearse that selection, make performance choices, and then perform those choices. And so today we have one of the groups, two boys that got together, and one of their performance choices included technology. And so they're going to tell you a little bit about that.
So for the intro to choir class, we have four students here to talk with us a little bit about their garage band project. We have Cole.
Hi.
We have Joselina.
Hello.
We have Rebecca.
Hi.
And Faith.
Hi.
Cole, tell me a little bit about the Who Am I project on the iPad.
Well, the Who Am I project was the four of us were supposed to make a song on GarageBand and use the instruments to express our feelings and like who we are.
So how did you do that?
We just picked instruments and chords to express who we are. And for me, I used the guitar because I'm really out there and not shy.
And the guitar is definitely not a shy instrument, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds really interesting. So, Rebecca, tell us a little bit about the project requirements.
For our project, we had to include 8 measures and 4 chords. And we had 3 different instruments that we could choose from. We could use the piano, guitar, and the drums. And there was only those 4 instruments, so we kind of worked with that.
So, Faith, how did using the technology for this project help you learn music differently?
Using technology helped us learn more. We learned about measures and layers because in a song we need to include measures and layers. So that helped us learn more about music.
Do you think that you would have been able to do this project if you just had instruments and you didn't have GarageBand to put it all together?
I don't think so.
Maybe me.
Because
I'm a musician.
Because some people don't know how to play any instruments, so it would be more difficult and it wouldn't sound very good. So.
And GarageBand is pretty intuitive where it has magic instruments, right? So you can create chords just by pushing a button instead of having to learn where to put your fingers on the instruments, right?
But what happened? What did we find out in our GarageBand app?
The biggest challenge was we only had 3 instruments to use. And when I found out we only had 3 instruments, I was like, really? 3 instruments? Because music, it's a big thing in my family. And having only 3 instruments to make a song is just...
It's very limiting.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the magic instruments. Our iPads only had smart guitar.
Okay.
We did not have any other smart instruments. So they had to, on their own, hit the drums They had to be on the beat. They had to, on their own, find on the piano the pentatonic scale. So it was more of a challenge because they couldn't just hit chords. Mm-hmm. And the GarageBand couldn't make it for them. But they rose to the occasion, and we found they did amazing stuff, more than we would have asked of them if they had had all the smart instruments.
I was going to say that it probably was beneficial to not have all the smart instruments because you were able to learn a little bit more.
Yeah, because like when I found out that I only had 3 instruments, so well, if I have 3 instruments, then I better make the best of it. So, and I made my song, and the next thing I know, I got chosen to present at the technology fair. So I was very surprised that I was chosen too.
Tell us a little bit about presenting. What was that like?
It was pretty like nice for like people to hear your music and what you made, and of like how explaining it to them. Like when we did the teacher's one, I ran into my brother's teacher and she liked it. So I gave her the instructions and she said, yes, I would use this because I know your brother would love it too. So it made me feel good to like have people like listen to what we do and like they could do it for their class too.
That is awesome. Did everybody else have that same experience?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Was it hard to talk to teachers and explain to other teachers and other adults what you've done? Or was it more like, hey, cool, check us out?
Hey, cool, check us out.
Like, good.
We actually got to teach the teachers.
Yeah, it was cool.
That is cool.
Another class that Mrs. Olson teaches is the Piano Lab. And today we have Leo here to tell us about his sound effects project.
Leo, did you play piano before taking the class in school?
I actually did. I actually been playing for like 2 years. So I have a little bit of experience. Then I kind of got bored of it, so I stopped playing for a few months.
So are you in a beginner class, or do you get to work at your own pace with the piano if you already know how to play?
I sometimes work at my own pace.
Great. So you participated in the project where you wrote a story, right? Mm-hmm. And then you added sound effects to your story.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Miss Olson, she basically gave us a project to compose music. We first started off with just making a song with just 8 beats with any kind of sound effects. Then she gave us a project to compose our own type of story, like put sound effects into our story. And then I actually thought that I could have some fun with it, and that's when I wrote my story, Insurance Race. When a guy crashes with another guy, and the guy gets furious, and they race, and he crashes again, and he goes to see a hospital, and the guy pays for his insurance.
What kind of sound effects did you include for that?
Just like the car noises and footsteps and the heartbeat.
What kind of extensions of the project could you do? Like a movie or out of the sound effects? How could you extend the project to be something bigger?
Could probably put it in a movie. It kind of sounds like Fast and the Furious.
Oh, definitely. So that is a movie. Awesome. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
I just wanted to add, one of the things that we, before we got started, is we watched old-time radio sound effects. And then we watched what a modern-day Foley artist does for the movies. And if anyone doesn't know what a Foley artist does, everything that you see in the movie, any sound besides speaking, is added in by a Foley artist. And so in some ways, we were being modern-day Foley artists, and they were adding the sound to those stories.
Well, thank you very much, Leo. Another one of the projects in the Student Technology Showcase was a project made using Makey Makey, and it was part of the concert choir. So we have Chris.
Hello.
And Mark.
Hello.
And they're going to tell us a little bit about their project.
Well, we're in the concert choir currently, and we had this group project where Miss Olson had us pick our groups, pick our songs. And so when we were practicing, we came to the piano lab because originally we were just going to play a song on piano. Then Chris showed me that he had something somewhat of a robot arm, but then that malfunctioned and broke.
Oh no.
So we came to Miss Alcido, asked her what could we do instead of the robot arm, and she said she knew of the Makey Makey.
So who's Miss Alcido?
Miss Alcido is the student teacher for the choir.
Okay.
And so she's the one who edited our video that we took, and she recorded it. She did a lot of it.
But you did a lot of it too, obviously.
Yeah, we did the vocals and the instrumental.
Okay. So tell us about Makey Makey then. Chris, please.
So the concept behind the Makey Makey is it's an external keypad that you can hook up to your computer, and connect it to anything that can conduct electricity. Through one end, an electrical charge is sent through to the different command points. So by connecting it to an example for yourself, which is 70% water, and touching one of the sensors, you complete a circuit telling the computer to do a specific command.
So how did you set yours up?
Well, what we did was we had a wooden frame of a fake guitar and a couple of quarters. So we decided to stick the Makey Makey on with some tape to it and to the quarters to increase the size of the area of the contact point. And then we connected it to a little aluminum pad that I made onto ourselves. And then we tried pressing one of the keys, completing the circuit.
And when you press the keys, what happens?
Well, when you press one of the keys, it's telling the computer that you've hit one of the letter keys on the computer. So let's just say you hit one of the sensors, and that tells the computer to hit D. So if you have it set up to a system such as GarageBand, you're telling the computer to hit the button D. If GarageBand processes D as F sharp, then by pressing that button, telling the computer to hit D, you're telling the computer to play F sharp.
So this was one of the projects that I got to see all of the projects, but this was one of the ones that I spent the most time looking at because it was so very interesting how you could touch the quarter and a note would play where you have to hold the one end so that you are the conductor of that circuit. And what we realized, I was looking at this with my family, is that if we were all holding hands, one person would touch the sensor and another person could touch the quarter and it would still play the note. So we realized that the electric current went pretty far. And I know that we were going to conduct a little experiment for how many people we could get in that circle. And I was wondering how many people you ended up getting together.
6 was actually the most, but possible is about pretty much everyone in the room can hold hands together and complete the circuit because we're all 75% water and water conducts electricity. So the current flows through the people and completes the circuit.
But that can be scary, so it does not feel like you're getting an electric shock.
No, it's a very small charge. It doesn't very much feel like it would hurt you at all.
Not at all. In fact, it was, you don't feel anything at all. It was pretty awesome.
The most pain it had was when the alligator clip clipped on your skin.
Well, if you're playing with the alligator clip, that's going to happen. So throughout this project, how did that help you in the concert choir to understand more about music and theory, or did it?
Well, it showed us how to create our own version of an original song. And we didn't completely use the exact same lyrics. We took out a verse or two because it was going to be too long.
Mm-hmm.
So it made us create our own versions of songs. And it helped us to think about the things that we could do with songs. Like, you don't just have to have the typical instruments like guitar, piano, drums, all that stuff. You can have amazing instruments in your orchestra. Like, you could have an oboe. You could have a Pete from the Makey Makey. You could have the piano. You could have special sound effects. You could have drums. You could have pretty much any instrument, but the Makey Makey has the ability to play a lot of different instruments.
Thank you very much.
Chris's part in the song repeated. It was how many notes, Chris?
Just 4 notes.
Just 4 notes. And so in the GarageBand, they recorded it and looped it. But that's called an ostinato in music. And so Chris was playing an ostinato, which you're going to find in symphonies and in rock groups. You find that kind of pattern everywhere. So that's interesting too.
That is very interesting. There's a lot of talk about 21st century skills and the 4 C's, about communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. Of those 4 C's, which of them do you think you develop the most when you combine technology and music? Cole, what do you think? Which of those 4 C's did you use the most during this project?
I maybe use creativity and critical thinking because the critical thinking, I had to think about what would go smoothly with it. I just had to be creative and think this through.
Thank you. How about you, Joselina?
The same as Cole, critical thinking and creativity. Critical thinking is because I just had to like try my best of using three instruments, and creativity is because you have three instruments, so you do the best of it and just make the best song you could ever make.
Thank you. How about you, Rebecca?
I'd have to say creativity, because the iPads really let me use whatever instruments or whatever music I wanted to add so that I wouldn't have to play them manually. I just had to push the button and it would start playing.
Thank you. And Faith?
I use mostly critical thinking, because when Miss Salcedo and Miss Olson showed us how to use GarageBand, I already like, oh, I want to use that instrument, I want to use all these, but then when we came time to do it, we found out that we didn't have those, so I had to use instruments we had to create a song.
Good problem solving right there. Mark, how about you?
Probably the most developed one that I did is communication, because between Chris and I, we had two songs that we wanted to do. One of them was actually in Italian, and I kind of did not want to do a song in Italian. I mean, it was a good song. It just seemed more difficult to do one in Italian than one in English. So we had a bunch of communication and arguing about what to do, and we ended up choosing the English song over the Italian song.
And how about you, Chris?
Creativity, because Mark and I had several designs on how we would use the Makey Makey, and after talking over, we decided on the design of the guitar board.
Thank you very much. Well, music students, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you and with Mrs. Olson this afternoon. I want to thank you very sincerely for taking your time with me today, and I look forward to talking with you all again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the La Habra City School District Podcast. Don't forget to visit our website at www.lahabraschools.org. Podcast copyright La Habra City School District.